Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, remember to tune in after tonight's Giants-Dodgers game for post-game reactions from Matt Kolsky. He'll be taking your calls and wrapping up the series right here on 95.7 The Game. That's after Giants-Dodgers tonight. You want to check out Matt at 95.7 The Game.
Kolsky.
We're talking about this monster game. This game, this will define the rivalry. It's going to define the rivalry. How can it not? They've never met in the postseason. It's the first time they met in the postseason. It's a game five, winner take all. The winner of this game owns the rivalry for the foreseeable future. It's as simple as that.
Well, until next year, because all likelihood they're both going to be back. You think? But this is bragging rights.
Bet.
These two teams hate each other, Steiny. We'll bet something on it. They hate each other, and this is the first of its kind. And I'm going Niners-Cowboys in the 90s. Whoever won that game was winning the Super Bowl. I just feel like both of these teams, the way they're playing, that formula that they have, that uncanny ability to come back, they're never dead. Both of them, they'll beat Atlanta and whoever comes out of the American League. So, I don't want to jinx it for Giant fans, but that's how highly I think of them. And damn it, Steiny, before break, you got me thinking about that wager. I really could see Webb putting himself on Mount Rushmore of postseason. I remember Lincecum's one game against Atlanta when he struck out, I believe, 14 here on 3rd and King. But if he could slay the Dragon twice and they move on to end their season, your boys, is he a star?
I mean, it's really hard because the Giants have three world titles in the last 11 years. So to get into that category, you got to win a World Series, I would think.
But, okay.
The standards here are so high.
They are.
Look, if they beat the Dodgers, advance, and don't win the World Series, obviously it's going to hurt, but it's going to hurt less knowing you beat the Dodgers. But no, I think in order to be up there with the Bumgarners and the Lincecums, even the Canes, you got to get to the World Series.
Probably. And I was assuming he did, and he would have the opportunity, obviously, like Matt, to get MVP of that. But he would have to keep it going. But again, you are asking this pitcher, this young kid, Steiny, to beat this team twice. That's the only thing I don't like about tonight, is you're asking him to do it again.
But that's why he's here. That's why he pitched game one.
Right.
So that he would be ready if there's a game five.
And I think for his career and confidence, if he can do that, Matt, what does that do for his portfolio? Like, yeah, the Atlanta's waiting on you. But to beat this 106 team twice, I'm sorry, that changes a lot of things that I would think about this young man.
Well, especially because, he pitched seven scoreless in game one. If he doesn't allow a run tonight, then that'll be an absolutely phenomenal series by him. Jimmy's in San Francisco. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, Steiny and Guru?
Hey.
I've been a nervous wreck all week. My coworker last week bought tickets to this game, And all week I've been hoping that this wasn't going to be the case. I really did not want to go to this game. I just wanted them to take care of business. But, you know, here we are. It's game five, two best teams of the season, just going at it, big rivalry. But, yeah, I'm going to go Guru. This reeks of banana in the tailpipe, this pitching change. I don't know. I think they're faking the funk with this. It's a total banana in the tailpipe. The Giants, I'm now more confident in the Giants than ever, given this. I feel like this, I'm not necessarily a panic move, but this might be them out-coaching themselves
right
for the night.
But, love it.
I'm strong, and, you know, there has not been a game where the bats have come alive and the whole team is due. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be like an 8-7 battle. It's going to be two heavyweights going at it, and I cannot wait to be there, man. Go Giants, y'all.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jimmy. Yeah. See, I could see the Giants winning going away tonight, too. 7-1, something like that.
The run line is plus 210. That means
please
if
explain.
You bet $100 on the Giants to win by not one run,
right.
two
explain.
Runs, you get $210. So that's what you call, forget McDonald's, that's a value meal. plus 210 is unheard of.
Really?
But again, you know, here we are with the stakes so high. I wish I could talk to Dave Roberts. Maybe we'll go take the caddy down there when we're done. Like, you sent the wrong message. You looked at the paper and you got scared because you know you don't have the advantage. And Urias has it. He has some success against it. Steiny, I'm telling you, man, if I was the owner, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? This ain't good. I know you still got to go out and play, get 27 outs, both of them. But this is not going to win you the game.
No,
I
but
don't
it,
like
but
it.
But it may.
May what?
It may. Make Kapler make a move that he wouldn't have ordinarily made, or he wouldn't have ordinarily made that early. That's what they're hoping for. Now, does Kapler just not? Does he just fill out the lineup card and pretend Arias is pitching? I don't know. You know, then you got then what if it's. You know, Knable throws a scoreless first.
Right? Yeah.
Let's throw him out there for the sag. Guess what? He's gone through the Giants lineup, six up, six down. Well, man,
see,
now.
What happened to the odds? Like, if Urias went out there and gave up three runs, Steiny, I could take that. He didn't have his best day. They got to him. But if I'm lollygagging around and trying to do all this, you know, let me fool Steiny, and Knable gets hit early, then that blew up in your face. Like, I want to go down with conventional wisdom. And the conventional wisdom is giving the lefty the ball. Who just beat this giant team? Hey, Roberts, I'm telling you, may not be able to come back from this if this starts off a leadoff homer or two walks and no outs.
What if he goes two scoreless?
Then we got something else to talk about. It was a great move.
Exactly. Manny's on 880. What's up, Manny? How
in
you doing,
traffic,
man?
Probably.
Hey, yeah. What's up, Steiny? What's up, Guru?
Hey,
Steiny. I just wanted to come down your road a little bit today.
Sure.
I don't usually do this, you know, but I remember last year you guys had a topic about there was no rivalry with the Giants and Dodgers, and you were saying there was no rivalry because we stunk. So it wasn't really called a rivalry, but today I heard the R word.
Whoa.
So,
yeah.
You know, I just wanted to come down your road, down your road a little
Fair
bit.
Fair enough.
But,
yeah, you got
me, man. I'll take that bet all day. I'll take that bet all day. And I'll say this.
Which one? Which one, Manny?
The one where Webb will go over the six innings.
Yeah.
Two runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if the Giants want to pitch and play defense, I think the identity's already here with the Giants, man. It's a bunch of ragtag guys. You know, we got these guys coming off the bench in Chicago, all these random players making big plays for the Giants. And we got our pillars right there, Posey and Crawford.
Yep.
So I think if they want to win today, pitch well, play defense, I think we got this in the bag. Go.
Thanks, Manny. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Manny got me.
Manny. Well, the Giants hadn't been I won't defend you, DMZ, but yeah, the Giants hadn't been doing it. They've been hibernating. And bam, 107.
I mean, this clearly adds to the rivalry.
Oh, this is, I mean, that's why I think it's,
yeah, Manny,
heroes are going to be, you know, they're not announced. Yeah, they just arrive, right, Steiny?
Manny got me.
Yeah.
Another fan here on the text line thinks they've gotten me, but I have a comeback. The 510 says, Steiny, I've heard you come down Guru's roads hundreds of times because he counts the Warriors past as to why he thinks they will do something positive in the present. So why are you confident the Giants will win? Oh, no. Because of their playoffs in the past. It's actually not because of the three titles. It's because of this year. This particular year is why I think the Giants are going to win the game.
Just what they've been through and
just
what you've seen.
This year, 107 wins, and watching them all season win games like they've won games, that's why I think they're going to win tonight. They've been too good too long to have a clunker tonight. I think it's more likely that they'll put together a classic, to tell you the truth.
Give me the compare-contrast on Matt Steinmetz's feelings that you had going in, DeSclafani versus Bueller, as opposed to Webb and Urias/Canemo.
Yeah, it's not even – I mean, it's –
like, you're overconfident now. It's just it's oozing out of your glass. Confidence.
I just think the Giants, like, they got to be liking where they're at. They have to be. First of all, let's say they won 107 games, all right? Now, even though they won 107 games, you couldn't have expected – they're not going to sweep three or four series and win it all.
Right.
I mean, no matter – if they would have won 120 games, the playoffs were going to be a grind. They are going to be a grind. There's no way around that. So now here they play the Dodgers. It's gone to the limit. It's gone five games. I mean, you weren't going to sweep them. They weren't going to sweep you. So you knew these days were coming. You knew this day was coming. And I just think they've kind of prepared all season for it.
I like that. I'm not mad. I just go back to that Friday game a couple months ago when Posey beat out the throwing error at first.
Right.
Will Smith was at first. I don't know what that was about. But I'm just thinking this Dodger team is like, okay, they got us there. They got us for the division. They got us game one. But guess what, y'all? If we can rally, we can get this. Steiny, Justin Turner scares me. I just can see that hair, the shag.
Right.
Yeah, just the fraggle. I mean, do you have a Dodger that you're like, you know what,
Goo? Mookie Betts.
But he ain't – something's up. Well, I know
exactly.
He's a homer.
Exactly. That's
so
he's why.
Been quiet.
Look at his box score from last game. He was in the middle of a bunch of stuff. You know, and again, you're right. Something's up with him. But he homers the other night, and you're thinking, oh, that's right. That's a former MVP.
Hey.
They got in their line. Yeah.
One guy that's had owners is Gavin Lux. That's a guy, if I was a Giants fan.
He right. Sells Spadoni
Lux. He pimped the home run. He didn't even have a home run. He's the kind of guy that would be getting under my skin if I was a Giants fan.
And yeah. Let me add, I like that Spadoni. Let me add this briefly to your Mookie Betts. He's won Crawford, Dominique Wilkins' jump from being a hero and tying the game or maybe even giving them the lead.
Oh, right.
Because he hit that ball.
He did. He did. I mean, the series could be over if he didn't make that play. Big Jose in San Jose. What's up, Big Jose?
Hey, guys. I think you guys are – I just want to chime in and let you know I think you guys are missing the whole thing on how you're looking at this pitching move.
Okay.
It's actually kind of brilliant. It's actually kind of brilliant. I'm not a Giants fan or a Dodgers fan. I'm an A's fan. But this is why it's kind of brilliant.
Tell
because
us.
What Roberts is saying is there's nobody in the Giants lineup that scares me because they're combined 0-39 after the four spot, right?
Right.
And the second thing he's saying is I'm shortening the game because if I can get two innings from my starter or one and a half and I bring Urias in because I only got five innings from Walker and I only got six innings from Scherzer, now if I can get five or six from Urias, I'm in the seventh, and here comes that filth with Kelly, Trinan, and Janley. So you guys are looking at it all wrong. If I was the Giants, I'd be scared.
What? Let me ask
because
you this.
I understand the game, you know?
What if Knebel gives up a leadoff homer? To me, that would be experiment failed. Like, it's that serious. So I would rather have Urias go six and get the final 12 outs than, you know, down 1-2 because I thought I was going to get cute.
Do you want to hear tactical strategy or do you want to live in your world of what ifs? What if he gets six outs and Urias comes in? There's that world too, bro. Mm.
Yeah, let's. The move is not brilliant. The move right now is the move.
It's panic.
We don't know if it's brilliant. We'll see. Maybe it will be brilliant.
Well, I'll tell you what,
Jose.
Yeah, the orange and black aren't doing this. And you know why they're not doing this? And I know there's a reason. They got their horse going.
But so do the Dodgers. Urias won 20 games.
But he's not throwing the first pitch.
I know.
And a lot of people are wondering. And to that caller's point, he could totally be right if it works. But what if it blows up in his face? Roberts can't. I'm telling you, Steiner, he might not be able to come back from this. If this first inning is just bonkers and the Giants get two.
Bobby's in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. I am not guru excited about this game. I am extremely anxious about this game. Mm. I don't know how someone that is a Giants fan cannot be anxious about this game. Last week I told you I would much rather play the Cardinals than the Dodgers because this game, this whole series, this whole season has been a coin flip. Look at this postseason series. We win one. We split the first two games, right?
Yep.
And then we split the 3 and 4. Like, nothing has separated these guys at all. It's literally a coin flip. So I don't know how to be excited about this game because risk-reward, as I said last week, the elation of beating them is not worth the gut punch
wow.
in game five. But let me say this. That's why I'm anxious, but I got to tell you, this is why we have to win. This is why we have to win, because you guys keep saying it's Roberts that's doing this. We all know it's them Ivy League data
right.
scientist nerds that have decided this. And so, you know, I'm sick of everyone trying to quantify everything and make us seem like we're not human beings anymore. We're just little statistical robots. So for humanity's sake, the Giants have to win, because I cannot let some backroom nerd statisticize and somehow come on top on this. So God and Mother Nature and everything else has to root for the Giants winning tonight.
All right, Bobby. I got you.
Wow, Bobby went in, huh?
But, like, the other thing is the Giants, because they have Webb pitching, like, that is their number one. He's their clear-cut number one.
No doubt.
So there is no doubt. Urias, he pitched game two, so he's coming back earlier than he normally would. Interesting move.
How do we know they're...
Interesting move by Dave Roberts.
How do we
heard Corey Knebel getting the start tonight for the Dodgers. Not Julio Urias. They're going to go with a right-hander, Corey Knebel.
What about any injury possibility to Urias?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Probably not there, but I hear the caller what he's saying about the Giants feeling like a coin flip tonight, but every single game they've been in this situation, it feels like they've been playing with a double-sided coin.
Yeah, I'll give you 3 for that, Giddings. Not bad.
I appreciate it.
Big E,
for sure.
But this is their first elimination game all season.
Whose?
The Giants.
Okay.
Their backs haven't technically been against the wall because they've been so far out in front of everybody else outside the Dodgers. They've been, you know, getting out of bed, having breakfast, knowing, hey, even if we don't win the West, we're going to make the postseason. Now, tonight is the night that if we don't get her done, we're packing up, breaking camp. That's what you do when you're done hunting and take the tents down.
So let me ask you a question. Whatever Buster Posey's doing right now, I guarantee you this is the 170th time he's going to do it this year.
Nah.
These guys are creatures of habit. Nah. They prepare the same way.
But they're going to – teams are going to grip the bat a little tighter.
But that's not bad. Posey alluded to it.
Well,
they asked him about game
one. It's not bad. Yeah. What did he say?
He said he had butterflies for game one. And he said, you know what? Sometimes he said most of the time that's a good thing.
And now they're going to be pterodactyls because if you win game one, you knew you had game two. This is it.
Says he focuses better when he's
great ones do.
Okay, so they got that going for him.
But what about
the Giants deal with
the
pressure
Wade
better?
The Wades at night, and you know the others as Shaq would call them.
What about all the guys on the Dodgers?
That's what it goes both ways,
right?
But
so there's no advantage.
They got bling bling. They got the ring. They've been through this. the mental warfare of tangling with the Rays last year.
I'm not going to question their championship pedigree, but I'm not giving them the advantage for winning it last year.
The Dodgers had a similar situation last year in the NLCS Game 7. They went opener with Dustin May, then Gonsolin for two innings, Blake Treinen for two innings, Gratterall, and then Urias finished up with three innings.
Yep.
Wow. So,
pitched the last three innings.
This is theater. I can't wait, Stoddy.
Also, what if this affects Urias's rhythm? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
The risk you take.
Let's go to Mooch. Mooch is in San Leandro. What's up, Mooch?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Yep, I'm doing great. Thank you. So here's the bottom line. Game one. I want you guys to finish this for me. Game one, shutout. Game two, blowout. Game three, shutout. Game four, blowout. Finish the sentence. Forget about it. I'm out.
I got it. I know. It. I
like the Giants' chances if they get a shutout
today. Yeah, there you go.
For sure. It's going to be a zoo out there at Oracle Park.
What
Warriors
time
Warriors are in Portland tonight, right? They're not at home. I think, yeah, Warriors are at Portland. Exhibition game, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying if they were at home,
this game's set,
you got to get there. I was going to give the fans the courtesy, get there early.
That was last week. Yep.
Yeah, so you can still get there early.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.